Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when at least you can begin to see that things are moving. Are they moving in the right direction or the wrong direction regarding the way our Congress gets along, a one party with the other party, the way that they are planning our fiscal future, the way that they are spending our money and taxing us? Well, that, of course, looks like a disaster, but we shall see. That comes ahead. And above all, what is going on in Afghanistan? For the first time, there are some voices that are being raised, not all of them completely crazy, that are suggesting that things are going okay, that there may not be the monumental disaster on the ground that I think a lot of us do anticipate. I mean, I still anticipate it, but there are voices being raised now saying, boy, this was handled brilliantly by the Biden administration. Are you kidding me? Who would say such a thing? Let me give you a hint. It's an Oscar-winning film director. Which one? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also just general reports that President Biden, after pushing and pulling and nagging and back and forth in a Zoom call with our closest allies, and clearly showing that we have done great damage to our relationships with our NATO partners, all of whom rushed to our aid when we initially went into Afghanistan, now many of whom are still cooperating with us in trying to get people out, but very upset about no flexibility and staying a little bit longer to make sure that their people get out. President Biden today sending much different signals than we got yesterday. There is no hard and fast deadline. He is saying that if necessary, if the Taliban or ISIS-K or somebody else interferes with the remaining evacuation that is going on, that there will be consequences in terms of staying longer as needed, which, of course, is exactly the kind of position that Ben Sasse took yesterday and urged the president to take, which is that obviously we should not be operating, when it comes to the saving the lives of Americans or America's allies, we should not be operating on the schedule of the Taliban. We should be operating on the schedule of the United States of America, because for us to be held hostage by the Taliban because of fear that they may take hostages in the future, there are a number of people who are saying, and again, that all is not lost, that it is wrong to say that we have no leverage, for instance, on the Taliban. David Petraeus, the former commander in Afghanistan and former head of the CIA, David Petraeus, in an interview of the Wall Street Journal, was asked, does the U.S. have leverage with the Taliban? And General Petraeus says it has enormous leverage, and the Taliban is very familiar with it. They've been on the receiving end of our leverage. That's our military power. We don't want to use it, Mr. Petraeus emphasizes, but I don't think they want to provoke us into a position of having to use our military power against them, given that they have experienced this on innumerable occasions, most of which have ended very badly for them. Thus, General Petraeus thinks the Taliban don't want to jeopardize their control of the country by taking hostages. They've achieved what they've set out to accomplish, he says. They control probably more of the country now than they did prior to September 11th. Which doesn't say very much if that is true, and I believe that it is. that doesn't say very much about the success of the United States in this particular military venture. Because if the Taliban, who we were fighting against, now actually control more of the country than they did when we started, after 2,400 deaths and over $2 trillion in expenditures and tens of thousands of wounded Americans, if the best we can do is have the Taliban controlling more than before, well, there was success against Osama bin Laden, but that wasn't in Afghanistan. There was success in destroying his training facilities there and then putting pressure on some of the investigation targets in Pakistan, where they eventually found him and found him being sheltered very obviously with the cooperation of the very dangerous Pakistani government. There's more on this and more notes of at least a little bit of optimism, which I'm not sure at all that I share. In fact, I don't think that I do, but I do think it's important to share with you, because you no longer have every clear-eyed, sane, open-eyed person suggesting, well, all is lost here. For instance, Gerald Seib, who is the Washington editor for Wall Street Journal, and he's no liberal, he says this. He says it's possible the picture will improve over time. Some kind of coalition, he says, a coalition government bringing together the Taliban with leaders America has supported over the years could emerge in Afghanistan in coming weeks, stabilizing the country and lessening lasting damage for the U.S. conversations toward that end, including ones involving former President Hamid Karzai and the country's one-time chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, once they are underway. Still, the chaos so far has done obvious harm to America's global position, he acknowledges. China, Russia, and Iran will try to make inroads in the region taking advantage of the vacuum created by an American withdrawal. China in particular has its eyes on more extraction of Afghan minerals, apparently $2 trillion worth of minerals. But would China be helped by ongoing chaos and slaughter in Afghanistan? No, probably not. And with all of this, the one thing that is most striking to me is that there is one voice, I mentioned it before, that begins a column by saying, "Most won't say it, so I will. America has thankfully lost another war. Let's make this the last." This is Michael Moore. He has a piece under the heading of Peeling the American Onion. And He goes on to say, "Biden so far has gotten every American and foreign journalist out alive, plus a promise from the Taliban that those who stay to cover it will not be harmed. And not a single one has. Usually a force like the Taliban rushes in killing every enemy in sight. That has not happened. And we will learn that it was because of the negotiating skills and smarts of the Biden team that there was no mass slaughter." And he then puts all in caps. He says, "I'm switching to all caps because I can't scream this loud enough. We are never going to find ourselves in a situation like this again, because our days of invading and taking over countries must end." Right? Right? Well, I would say that the days of people attacking the United States of America, as we were attacked 20 years ago on September 11th, those must end. He says, "There are two themes that run through this list of countries we've invaded since World War II. One, none of them ever invaded us or posed any kind of threat to our lives." How can you say that about Afghanistan, which is exactly where the people trained for 9/11? How can you say that about Korea? And in any event, this is Michael Moore. There's another filmmaker who wants to revisit the truther nonsense about 9/11 being an inside job. Who's that? Who's taking that position? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Part of
what's happened to change the tone of, I think, everybody's reaction to what is going on and continuing to go on in Afghanistan is it's become fairly clear that the United States will withdraw our remaining troops. We already withdrew, I think, another 300 people went home. And we're talking now about extra troops that were brought in by President Biden to try to facilitate this exit. And the level of hysteria that people have been undergoing, which of course is based upon the very real hysteria and fear and horror and terror and misery that is being endured by people on the ground, people who have worked alongside us, people who have been our allies, and as well as Americans who are left behind. All of that is continuing, but now at least there's a little bit of a talk about, well, what happens next? And there are a number of good pieces that I think actually make the case about where Joe Biden needs to go if he doesn't want his presidency to be dead in the water. It may already be dead in the water. He has done tremendous damage, not just to his public approval, but to his credibility. People talk about the credibility of the United States. The credibility of the United States is dependent to some extent on the credibility of the President of the United States. And this particular president in this particular situation has done great damage to his own credibility. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by William Galston. And again, it's worth mentioning William Galston's a Democrat. He's somebody who was part of the Clinton administration. He's moderate. And he has a lot of conservative values, particularly on foreign policy. But he writes a three-step Afghan recovery program. And the three steps are kind of obvious, and they're the kind of steps that President Biden should have acknowledged and should have undertaken literally weeks ago. But he says, step one, honor our commitments to our friends in Afghanistan. This one is simple. Americans should not end operations in Kabul until all U.S. citizens and their families who want to leave and those of our coalition partners have departed the country. We should extend a similar guarantee to the Afghans who have aided our efforts over the past two decades. This means, at a minimum, keeping forces in Kabul until the job is done, not abiding by an artificial timetable. The Taliban has threatened unspecified consequences if the U.S. delays its departure past August 31st. We should make it clear to the Taliban's leaders that we have no intention of allowing their preference to dictate our decisions. Absolutely right. So anyone who disagrees with that, who believes we should by all means not dare to dishonor one aspect of the Taliban's timetable, their deadline, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And then he goes to step two, do everything possible to repair relations with our allies. Understandably, our closest allies are furious with us. America's conduct is being lambasted in Paris, Berlin, and on both sides of the aisle in the British House of Commons. We should not take another step on diplomatic recognition of the Taliban government, humanitarian assistance for the Afghan people, or any other matter of consequence without involving our allies. Mr. Biden reportedly rejected allied pleas at Tuesday's Emergency Group of Seven meeting to extend the August 31st withdrawal deadlines. If the mission isn't complete by next week, the president should extend the deadline. And he's kind of hinted, thank God, that he will. This thing about not conferring with allies, yesterday I asked very directly the chairman of the House of Military Affairs Committee, House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith of Washington, who was on the show with me, okay, do you think that President Biden should have done more consultation with leaders of Congress? And he said, absolutely, basically indicating there was no consultation with leaders of Congress. And just as there should be more consultation in the future with our allies, there has to be more consultation in the future with people on both sides of the aisle, including Republicans, however much President Biden may dislike them. including Republicans, about a decisions of such consequence to America and to all Americans. And then step three, do what is necessary to restore the credibility of American security guarantees. And that is extraordinarily important. William Galston writes, Russia and China are working to intensify the doubts that have been sown around the world, and Beijing is openly mocking the U.S. as a failing, unreliable power. Following Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Asia, Mr. Biden should send senior members of his national security team to countries around the world to reinforce our commitment to their security, and maybe starting with Taiwan. And yes, it's important, and important to send a clear and decisive message. Now, this comes along with a speech that was posted. It's not a public speech that was delivered from a high podium. It's from a retired Navy SEAL. It's a remarkable guy named Jocko Willink, who put out a video giving the speech he would have given about Afghanistan if he were president. It went viral. He starts out this way. This is clip 1A.
Good evening. I wanted to give you an update on the current situation in Afghanistan. As you know, we were set to leave Afghanistan this month, and as we began the final drawdown, I made some critical errors. Namely, I underestimated the strength of the Taliban, and I overestimated the strength and capability of the friendly Afghan forces. This was my fault. And due to my mistake, the Taliban has taken control of Afghanistan. There are reports now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are working alongside them. Unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of Americans on the ground there, as well as friends and allies of America on the ground. And these people, Americans and our allies, are all stranded. And that is my fault. But they will not be stranded for long.
Okay, is it even conceivable that a president of the United States would speak in those terms? I think it is. But not maybe repeating it's my fault several times as Jocko Willink does in his talk. There's more, and it's extremely provocative because it does show, as I think Galston's three-step Afghan recovery program shows, exactly how we move on from this. And no, you can't repair all the broken crockery. You can't repair all the damage that's been done to our national prestige and credibility. But you can move in the right direction. More from a retired Navy SEAL about how to do that and where the United States may be going that might actually look forward rather than downward and backward. We'll be right back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, just listening to this speech that Jocko Willink, who is a remarkable guy, he's a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy. He was involved with SEAL teams in various parts of the world. He, for his service in Iraq, he won both a Silver Star and a Bronze Star medal for his combat experience. He's also the author of a nonfiction book called Extreme Ownership: How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. Now, I haven't read that book. It came out 6 years ago. But I can bet you that there's a very different approach on extreme ownership, how U.S. Navy SEALs lead and win. That's a different approach than Joe Biden has taken to this situation. And part of what he emphasizes in this speech that he posted about what the President of the United States might have said is taking responsibilities, owning those mistakes that were made during the withdrawal. And through that kind of ownership and acknowledgement, making it extraordinarily clear that those mistakes are not going to be repeated. Because if you believe that everything that was handled hunky-dory and exactly right, then why shouldn't our enemies, our adversaries, our rivals expect that those mistakes will be repeated? That waffling and uncertainty and evasion are going to continue from the very top of the government. Here is what he says in his make-believe speech, which I think is important for everybody to focus on for just a moment.
about how he, as president, would deal with any resistance from the Taliban when it comes to trying to get our people out and to safety. Listen, this is 1B.
In the next 48 hours, America will be in control of most major airports in Afghanistan. Any resistance we meet from the Taliban or otherwise when we seize these airports will be destroyed completely and without mercy. From those airports, we will conduct rapid strike rescue missions until we have recovered and evacuated all our citizens, allies, and friends. Any person that interferes with these operations will be killed. We will also recover or destroy all aircraft, vehicles, weapons, and sensitive equipment that we left behind. Any person utilizing, guarding, or located in close proximity to these weapons or equipment will be killed.
This might get some people's attention, you think? And again, the crucial element about this is if you're going to make a promise to kill people, you have to make sure you have the means to do it. And I have the idea that Lieutenant Commander Willink probably has that notion in mind as well. Finally, he talks about the conditions of our departure. This is 1C.
Once we have evacuated all friendly personnel and recovered or destroyed weapons and equipment left behind, we will depart Afghanistan. But we will continue to monitor everything that happens in Afghanistan through our ground and airborne surveillance equipment. Terrorist training camps or activity will be targeted and destroyed. Gross violations of human rights will be stopped through overwhelming force. And any group in Afghanistan fighting for freedom, liberty, and basic human rights will be supported through special operations forces and ruthless precision air power. We will continue that dedicated support until the enemy is no longer a threat to humanity or to the good people of Afghanistan. May God bless America, and may God have mercy on the souls of our enemy, because we will not. That is all.
Somewhat different tone, you think, than you're getting from the White House right now. Now, I am not saying it's a more realistic tone. It's not, because what this would mean, with that kind of speech, would be a continuation of the war. But a continuation of the war with a much tighter focus and much more direct a resolution. There are pieces the last 2 days in the New York Times and in the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal, there is a piece written by Bernard-Henri Lévy, who is one of the most outspoken. He's a French polymath, writes on everything. But Lévy had a direct personal interview with Ahmed Massoud, who is this resistance leader. He is now he's 32 years old. He was educated in elite British schools. He is the son of another resistance, pro-Western, pro-democracy, pro-civilization leader who was killed by the Taliban. And Massoud is leading a force. They estimate there are thousands of people who have rallied to his banner, including people when the army fell apart who rushed to support Massoud, who is in the Panjshir Valley, which is a remote area that the Taliban don't even claim to control. If you want to look at a map, this is a little bit of color on the map against the total Taliban domination. And Massoud says that he is having hundreds of people literally arriving every day, some of them veterans, some of them former elite members of the Afghan army, who are eager to fight with him. And he has no intention of doing anything other than resisting the Taliban and ultimately unseating them again. Now, is any of that realistic? Surprisingly, neither the Wall Street Journal nor the New York Times mocked what Massoud is talking about. And when Jocko Willink says in his make-believe presidential speech that we will provide unlimited support, and a very targeted support in terms of precision air power and counter-terror operations, and that's exactly what Massoud is calling for right now. And again, it sounds as if this particular Afghan leader has somewhat more to offer than people, well, like Hamid Karzai and Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani in particular. And Ashraf Ghani, of course, is already left the country. And meanwhile, other Afghan leaders are trying to negotiate with the Taliban. So what happens there, and what is it that people got so terribly wrong? There are two different commentaries, one by a longtime former ambassador to Afghanistan, somebody who served in the midst of this war and saw it close up, and the other by a military analyst about the biggest mistake that we made during the war that helped to doom our mission in Afghanistan to failure. And the other, the biggest mistake that people are making right now, already in beginning to write the history of the war. We will get to that and to much more on the Medved Show. There's also a new book about the addiction, depression, and self-destruction crisis that we're going through in America right now. Everybody's heard about the deaths of despair and addiction and overdoses and suicides and more. There is new science about what brings that on. And it may be something that is both seemingly very innocent but also universal, or at least ubiquitous in the United States of America. We will get to that with a psychiatrist named Anna Lemke from Stanford. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion, John Mackey, will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Before I went on the air today, I gulped down my 1 ounce middle-of-the-day dose of Balance 7, which is the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. And leading from pH balance for your body. It can help you with heartburn and aids in digestion and energy level and much, much more. And right now, if you go to balance7.com, find out about this product, which is great. You take an ounce in the morning and an ounce sometime midday and then an ounce before you go to bed. And you can actually feel a difference. Pretty amazing. And you go there right now to balance7.com. You can get a free 4 ounce bottle, which is regularly $14, of their My Smooth Skin supplement, which is another product worth investigating. Just go to balance7.com, use the promo code MichaelMedved at checkout for the free bottle of My Smooth Skin. That's balance7.com. All right, in terms of balance, I mentioned that there was a two different statements, one by Ryan Crocker, who was a longtime ambassador representing the United States in Afghanistan. He was U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, also to Iraq, to Pakistan, Syria, Kuwait, and Lebanon, serving both Republican and Democratic presidents. And he talks about some of what the president got wrong. And got terribly wrong. He also writes that it wasn't President Biden alone. And that is something, again, that everybody ought to acknowledge. There was a lot of blame for wrong perceptions of Afghanistan and unworkable aims. And then giving up too soon. Or what Ryan Crocker describes as impatience. He says it was not only the current president showing impatience. President Donald Trump announced that peace talks would convene in Qatar between the United States and the Taliban. But those took place without the Afghan government. We had caved on a longstanding Taliban condition. We therefore delegitimized the government we had pledged to support. The Taliban did eventually allow government representation into the room, but the talks went nowhere. at that painful process unfolded, we added injury to insult, forcing the Kabul government to release 5,000 Taliban prisoners, who went right back onto the battlefield, of course. That didn't matter to Mr. Trump. He was done with patience and just wanted out, whatever the consequences. He reached an agreement with the Taliban and for that complete withdrawal, but he left office before he could execute it. Enter Mr. Biden. To my shock, writes Ryan Crocker, he embraced Mr. Trump's Afghanistan policy. We have betrayed our promises to interpreters, women and children, and others who are now trapped in Afghanistan, controlled by the Taliban. One can only hope and pray that almost all of them will get out. They're in process, God willing. I fear many will lose their lives because of Mr. Biden's impatience. We had their backs until Mr. Biden decided we didn't. They will pay for it. It did not have to be this way, he writes. When I left Afghanistan as ambassador in 2012, we had about 85,000 troops in the country. The Taliban controlled none of Afghanistan. 9 years ago, none of Afghanistan. Not one of its 34 provincial capitals. When President Barack Obama left office, there were fewer than 10,000 U.S. troops. And when Mr. Trump departed, there were fewer than 5,000. The Taliban did not hold any major urban areas. Now, they hold the entire country. What changed so swiftly and completely? We did. Mr. Biden's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops destroyed an affordable status quo that could have lasted indefinitely at a minimum cost in blood and treasure. Even with full withdrawal, we might have managed steps that could have protected our interests, the ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, and I, suggested in these pages a few months ago. And again, we've talked about some of these things that could have been done. They haven't. And now at this point, basically, they're trying to clean up a mess. And that mess has been longstanding, and it has involved and grown out of mistakes that have been made by multiple administrations and multiple leaders. And those are highlighted by a commentator named Hi Rothstein, who was a longtime faculty member at the Graduate School of Naval Postgraduate School Special Operations Program. And what he writes about, I think it's very, very important to consider this perspective, with all of the perspectives we're looking at about this episode in U.S. history. He says, the fall of Afghanistan is more than anything else the result of U.S. political military arrogance and incompetence at the senior levels over the past 20 years. Blaming the Afghans and claiming that only a political solution could bring peace are smokescreens. The Biden administration's assertion that the choice was between fighting the Afghan civil war or ending U.S. involvement is also nonsense. It's a false choice. Afghanistan's. He says, it was clear by 2005 that the U.S. approach wasn't working. But rather than adjust, every administration either ignored the evidence or reinforced failure. The military continued to rotate units into the country as if Afghanistan were an extension of national training centers. When winning was eliminated from America's political military list of acceptable terms, leaders focused on getting out with a veneer of honor. This created a bizarre situation. The U.S. initiated peace talks directly with the Taliban, the enemy it removed from power almost 20 years ago. The Afghan government, America's own creation, was excluded from the peace negotiations because the Taliban demanded it. The U.S. pressed the Afghan government to release thousands of Taliban prisoners as a good faith gesture. American leaders have been oblivious to their culpability for the deteriorating situation and the undermining of the will of the Afghan security forces. While this failure is no orphan, Mr. Biden's assertion that under his leadership the U.S. is back at the head of the table rings hollow. His action has made allies feel that the U.S. cannot be trusted, and it has given enemies reason not to fear us. The administration has signaled that it is unconcerned about the lives and future of others. The U.S. will be lucky to get a seat at the diplomatic table and may not be invited to the meeting at all. Now, right now, they are in the midst of trying, and I listened this morning to Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, who did, I think, about as well as any Biden member of the team has done so far, in terms of trying to indicate that, yes, we are trying our best. They are working hard. They are bringing out, they've already brought out more than 70,000 people. This is already the biggest airlift in history, they are saying. And look, it's important that they concentrate on that, because for the country, and leave aside Biden's political standing and his future, because he's in a terrible mess, and he's going to be facing almost certainly a Republican Congress come next year. And look, the point here is at least to show that even though America has made a tremendous mess of the whole situation in Afghanistan, we can at least succeed in a meaningful way in rescuing our own citizens and our allies and those who befriended us. By the way, new poll about whether we should accept some Afghans who worked as interpreters and worked associating themselves with the Americans and risking their lives. 84% of Americans, including 79% of Republicans, believe that we should welcome them. 10% think we shouldn't. And I think there is overwhelming sense that if we do that, it can be a good thing. There's a big piece in the Journal today about why one can assume that people who put themselves on the line for the United States have a good chance of becoming good Americans. But once you're a good American, how do you protect yourself against depression and addiction and disastrous elements of emotional difficulty? We'll be speaking with the author of a new book based on very stunning new research on how to do that to make this even more the greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.